out to gaze into the future with business futurist Morris Maslowski from businessfuturist.com. Today, taking a look at collaboration, co-creation, and the sharing economy. Morris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Oh, I see there's something of an online revolution we're seeing here.
I think it's an evolution. It's something that I like to think we've always done as human beings, that we have things and we don't necessarily use them all the time, and we're happy in some way to share them or for other people to make use of them.
So what do you think's driving this era of collaboration?
I think it really is that point that we do now have the ability, through digital, online, whatever we want to call it, we have the ability to reach out and talk to lots and lots of people. So we're able to say exactly that. Look, I've got a car that I'm not using all the time, or an apartment or something else. You know, can somebody else make use of it? And I think it really goes back to that human nature of we do deep down want to be able to offer that to other people.
So are people making any money out of this?
Yeah, it's actually a growing industry. It's quite phenomenal. We're not talking really about what I would call the hippie days or the communist days where everybody thought it was just giving it away for nothing and sharing resources. There really is a business model behind all of this. I've got some really interesting sites around. There's one that's been up for quite a long time. I think it's almost 10 years or so, called threadless.com, Threadless. And that one is a t-shirt site. Now, what that does is not so much sharing of the t-shirt, although we can do it on other sites, it's the sharing of the designs on it. So what they're getting people to do is to come up with concepts. What would you like to see on the front of a t-shirt? And they're putting it up in a competition format. So every month people will put up their designs and the rest of the community will then decide which one they like the most. And that's the one that will get printed at the end of the month and sold.
Okay. When it comes to that kind of collaboration, though, are there any problems of ownership?
It really comes down to knowing who it is you're renting to, and I know that's difficult online because we don't know everybody, but you're right, there could be, as there always is with human nature. But most of the time, 99% of the time, these sites seem to work fairly well. It's obvious who's renting and it's obvious who owns, and the marriage should work quite well.
Okay, so t-shirts, what other websites are you seeing?
Well, we can go right across the board. There's one that's growing at the moment called Airbnb. One word, Air, the letter B, N, B. And what that one does is allows you to share your home. It's strange that it sounds getting about 40,000 rooms a night is what it's sharing at the moment across the world. Quite phenomenal in the space of only a few years. Now, this is not for hotels, although it can be. It's for you and I, to people that might have an apartment, that might have a spare room or something. And what you're doing is saying, I have that available. You're going into this community. This community would then tell you who they are, who the person is. And you would decide if you wanted to rent that room or that apartment or something else to them. It's an interesting adjunct to the tourism industry because it takes us out of the mainstream but allows other people to be able to use their facilities. So for instance, for the Grand Prix in Melbourne, it had quite a few hits. People that were living nearby were able to offer their room or their apartments. I've actually used it to travel overseas with as well, into Malaysia and other places, and to find accommodation, really good accommodation, at a decent price.
Yeah. I understand even the scientific world is getting involved in this collaboration.
Yeah, we have some interesting spaces there too. There are a couple of spaces. One of them is called Fold It, F-O-L-D-It, one word. And that one is exactly that, for scientific people who are trying to ponder, trying to think, trying to come up with a solution. There was a really, really good example only about a year ago in the Fold It community where, and this is far beyond anything I can understand, but they were trying to fold protein, fold DNA, and if they could do that, they could then move on to the next step of trying to figure out our body and how it works. Spent many, many, many years doing it, and then what they decided to do was put it up to the community and to see if somebody out there could continue the thinking and come up with the idea. And within a month, somebody had come up with a solution for how to fold this protein, and it's been an exponential growth ever since. Something that might have taken, they were guessing, another 6 to 10 years to come up with a solution, took 1 month.
Fantastic. So two brains or a thousand brains?
Well, a thousand brains. That's the beauty of that space in particular, David, that what they're doing is really sharing their ongoing thinking. So somebody does step A and somebody goes, aha, well, I see that. I can move it on to here.
I suppose this could also work with new inventions, couldn't it?
Absolutely. We're seeing sites like Kickstarter, again one word, I think we've talked about this in the past, which are exactly doing that. This is my idea, this is what I think it should be done, and what I'm looking for is either some money, some more input, some resources, or whatever it is they're asking for, and in exchange we will give you. So it's that kind of a program, a kind of a website, and of course you have to decide on your own financial merit whether you think it's worthwhile or not.
Yes, yes, but you're just wary that someone doesn't steal your family's new venture, though.
That's a really interesting point, and it shows the difference in philosophies. When I grew up, being a baby boomer, you're absolutely right. It was all about making sure that we controlled, we had the IP, the intellectual property, we had the trademarks, nobody could copy, it was ours. What we're finding now is that that's less important, still important, but less important. And the, you know, Gen X's, Gen Y's, those people that are a bit younger, are saying, well, you know, if I don't have an idea at all, there's nothing. So I'm willing to share part of that process with you, and I'm not so finicky about whether I have IP and trademark yet.
Yep, fair point. Okay, any other websites or apps that stand out for you?
There are ones like GoGet CarShare. There are quite a lot in Australia, but GoGet is one of them. What that allows you to do is to share an automobile, which I think is a growing need that we have. It works particularly well in Europe, works okay in America, and Australia is not so good, but I think will be, and that's really our cultural norm, that we all like to own a car and have to travel vast distances. But what you do here is you join the club on an annual basis, and you get so many hours access to a motor vehicle. You go online and tell them when and where you want the car, and then you go and pick it up and you drop it off at a point. It's kind of like car rental, but it works differently in the case that you join it as a member, and it's just that one-off fee. So that's an interesting thing to watch on the horizon.
Interesting indeed. Do you think this is all just some sort of new fad, or do you see this sharing economy really growing?
I think it will grow tremendously. I think that it's part of what we need to do moving forward. If we put on our other hat, we really do own too much stuff. Lots of us have things that we're not using to full capacity. It makes sense that we should be able to share. And especially I like the ideas of being able to share cars, because we need to get some off the road. And we're not all driving our cars all the time. We don't all use our lawnmowers. We don't always all use all this stuff. And do we really need to have these many commodities lying around in people's homes and garages, when they can make better use of it by sharing it around?
A sharing, caring community.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Wouldn't that be a great place to live?
It would be. Well, as always, great catching up and fascinating stuff there. Just remind us how we can keep up to date with just what's happening in the future.
So it's businessfuturist.com is the website. And of course, I run a monthly webinar on the second Monday of each month, which is free. And we talk more about this kind of stuff.
Excellent, Morris. We'll catch you again in a fortnight.
Look forward to it.
Thanks very much. Morris Masalski from businessfuturist.com on ABC 1 8.